All right, we are recording. This is KingRick56 of the dailypos.org, or greg.org. And joining me today is...
All your best belong to us.
Optimus Grimes of Canada.
We're from Canada, eh? It's sort of strange, you know?
I haven't been to Canada, but it looked cold.
Oh jeez, it's cold up here, eh? Jeez, you got the friggin' hosers blowing their snowmobiles all over the place, and jeez, somebody stole my 2-4, eh?
That is an excellent Canadian accent you have there.
Oh, thanks, eh?
We'll move right along to the Q&A, which is questions I've asked everybody, but we'll probably deviate from. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Structure is for losers. What brought you to the dailypos.org?
What is Ben? He will be shot.
Correct, and that is worth $500. We'll move along to the next one. What is your opinion of Priest Satori?
I have no idea what you just said.
Well, Priest Satori is a character in a popular manga that everybody, including Ben Heyman, gay man, reads. Called One Piece.
Yes, but of course.
And it's a completely throwaway character who's only in 2 or 3 issues, but we hassle each other asking each other, what is your opinion on Priest Satori?
Well, you know, I'm not really doing into it.
Well,
I can't speak tonight. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, okay, we'll just move that one right along, but ask Ben to show you a picture of him.
Yeah, you better do that.
Show, if you could see a picture of Priest Satori, you would scream.
Oh, if I saw a picture of him, I'd probably scream.
Yeah, he's like this giant bowling ball with eyes.
Getting a very disturbing image in my mind right now.
He runs this kind of challenge that he challenges the heroes. It's called the Ordeal of Balls.
Oh my.
You can go ahead and think whatever you want. Alright, what is your favorite section of POS and why?
Favorite section? Well, I don't think I've really gone into anywhere else other than the conservatory. Just because video games are my life.
So basically the forums are your favorite part of it.
Yeah.
You haven't seen any of our Coral Mayhems?
Oh, I've gone to the Coral Mayhem. Oh, the ditto.
Having trouble sleeping?
Yes. Very much.
I don't know. Did you see the cosplay one of Coral Mayhem?
Oh, I saw that too.
The last one with Pikachu and James. That one was worse.
Oh my. Oh god. Shoot me now, people.
Okay. I'm gonna skip the next question since you haven't been around long enough for it. What is your opinion on Ben Heyman?
Ben Heyman. There are many interesting computer app periods with Ben Heyman.
Is it true that he's actually a communist zombie?
Oh, no, no. That's completely untrue. In fact, he fights the communist zombies.
Do they swarm your school often?
Usually about twice a year.
Do you find power-ups on the ground?
Yes, many times. The amount of purple pens that have been retrieved this year are numerous.
What about this, I'm going to go away from these questions for a moment. What is the story behind this teacher who was giving Ben a hard time for making his videos?
Oh, that would be my science teacher, Mr. Liston. And, the video's gone from YouTube now, but it was the lovely Cinnamon Toast Crunch movie, where, Ben wandered the school and, videotaped people and asked them why kids love the taste of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I do remember seeing that. I do remember seeing that. And to my recollection, the teacher was only in the movie for about 30 seconds.
Not even.
Why did he have a problem?
I believe the phrase that was used was cyberbullying.
Against a teacher?
Well, I think the teacher more or less had a problem with other people being in the video and those people not giving permission. I really don't know the story behind this a whole lot, because really, the whole thing is a little stupid.
So obviously, since he took a video of people without their permission, he is a terrorist.
Obviously.
Okay, next question. Weedle? Question mark.
Weedle? Weedle. Also, Mudkip.
I've not captured a Mudkip yet.
For shame.
I'm going to.
For shame.
I plan on getting all 490 some odd in the new one.
Well, that's a good start.
Who is your favorite POSer? Gay?
I'd actually have to say it's you for bringing up the wonderful topic of Rick's dad.
Rick's dad, you know, a lot of people think that I make up a lot of things about Rick's dad, but I literally 95% of everything I post is true.
Which makes it just more amazing.
The man rips out his own teeth when they're bad with pliers. Well, okay, here, this question is a Rick's dad question. Rick's dad walks into a bar. Complete it.
Rick's dad walks into a bar. He takes the bar and shoves it through Chuck Norris.
That is an acceptable answer. That is an acceptable answer. You get 500 points.
Ooh, I'm doing good at the points this time.
Yes, I'm sure Ben will fail compared to you.
Poor Ben.
Yeah, I think Ben hates me all of a sudden.
For shame, Ben. For shame.
Black people, what are their motives?
Getting down with it?
Are there any black people up there?
I think there's like two.
Okay, we've effectively figured something out about black people between my interviews with you and Krem Quinlan from Arizona, USA. Black people hate extreme hot and extreme cold. What is your favorite emoticon or smiley of the Daily POS?
Oh, definitely the objection emoticon.
Yes, that was a stroke of genius.
Hmm.
All right, moving on. If you could cyberbully anyone, who would it be?
That would be the grade 10 English teacher, Joan. For never showing us Star Wars in class.
Is there any story behind that we should know?
Oh, there is quite the story. In grade 10, Jones promised us that he would show Star Wars. Show us Star Wars. He did not. Angered we were. Fought him we did.
This is the kind of story I expect a lute to be played during.
That it should. Yoda, I talk like yes.
You're quite the entertaining person.
I've had a few remarks about that.
Since you haven't been around POS for a while, I'll just say, where do you see Ben in 10 years?
Where do I see Ben in 10 years? Probably still at the school, blurring Ghostbusters into random classrooms.
Okay, final question.
Final question.
This is for all the money.
All the money. What happens to the money that I've already won?
We already took that.
Damn.
It's already added to the sum total you could win. This Ben Heyman fellow. He apparently had a hobo beard, is this correct?
The hobo beard. The legacy of the hobo beard. The legacy of this morning's mullet.
He had a mullet this morning?
He had a mullet this morning. I do not tell a lie.
Oh boy.
There was a mullet.
Do you have any pictures of this mullet?
There were no pictures of the mullet. As soon as I revealed to Ben Heyman that he had a mullet, he and Josh Hawkins ran to the art room and in three snips of scissors, cut it off.
Did the mullet, like, attack his head at night and just attach itself to him?
Perhaps.
One does not grow a mullet and not know.
Unless it was planted by the cafeteria lemurs.
That sounds like an awesome football team.
I never thought of it that way.
You could have, like, the mascot could be a lemur in a lunch lady outfit with a hairnet.
More disturbing images.
Something for Coral Mayhem, no doubt.
For sure.
The next Coral Mayhem is even more graphic than the last.
I don't see how that's possible.
Oh, there are ways. You should have seen the stuff I didn't put into this one.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, but that ditto just...
A lot of people say that the comic of the Meowth lady and the Charmander lady was worse.
That was pretty bad.
I thought it was pretty funny, to tell you the truth. Then again, I've seen on Google that I saw the Trix Rabbit screwing the Lucky Charms guy.
Obviously, the Lucky Charms guy didn't get the message that cereals were for kids. The Trix Bunny had to set him straight.
One could say Lucky got lucky.
One could say that.
Okay, this conversation has gotten extremely creepy. Let's move on to the end. Any final comments for our internet goers out there?
No comment.
During the course of the conversation, I've begun talking like you. Okay. Then we'll just finish up. This has been KingRick56 and Grimesy. Don't look on Google for Captain Crunch or Trix Rabbit or any cereal mascots. It's for your own good. Good night, folks.
I'll come up to the computer and eat you!
Ah, it's eating me!